But it's up here. Okay, so we just want to make sure we're muted. Yeah.
Everybody's coming in. That's great.
Muted. Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for working this morning. That's wonderful. More people. Yeah. Somebody is moving a lot of furniture around. Could you mute yourself while you do that? Might be a good idea. Thank you. Okay, here we go. Always good to see faces again. All right. Not sure how many we're going to have this morning, but that's good. We've got a few minutes yet. Morning, Jessica.
Morning.
Morning, Jeannie. Jeannie's iPad. Okay. So pretty breakdown, Laurie, you've got there. Flowers.
Yes, that's our front of my.
Okay, very pretty.
Yeah. Well, I'm not in front. That was a picture from our friend. Be one big petunia plant.
It's pretty. Okay, we're still waiting a little while. Everybody managing to stay cool? Good. This is going to be the last one for July. I won't be doing it again for July. I may come back in August because I'm teaching on weekends. So I need a break. So we're not doing it on Mondays and Fridays for the month of July after this one, just so as you know. Okay. Hope everybody's got a comfortable place to sit and relax. Mm-hmm. Somebody else is coming in. Some people who are in Europe or Asia, when they come in, they sometimes are a little late because they have to remember about the time adjustment.
Mm.
So, yeah, we just allow a little space for them to catch up with us.
There's still a few people that are not muted. I just wanted to mention that.
Yeah, well, I'll get there in my minute.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before we start, we're going to mute. And if, there we go. And if they don't mute, I can mute them. So.
Power is a wonderful thing.
Yeah. So Sharon, I've just muted you, and Wilmer, I've just muted you, and okay, more people coming in. Two more people, three more people. Okay. Good morning, Yoga Dan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Yogesh.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. When you get yourself settled, did you just mute yourself? It'd be great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody else is muted. Yeah. Okay, so get yourself settled and ready to relax. Laurie, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Good, there she is. Good. Yeah. All right. People come in, I'll just let them in and they'll join us. So do whatever you need to do to make yourself comfortable. And just close your eyes. And begin to follow your breathing. Just allow your breath to flow through your body, bringing oxygen to every cell in your body. Nurturing, healing. And just notice that every third out-breath allows you to relax down twice as deeply. It happens automatically and easily as you choose to relax and let go, following the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. Following the rhythm of your breath, letting it flow through you easily and effortlessly. Without any thought on your part, it just happens. It's the power of your subconscious mind. As you know, the subconscious mind manages all of your body, all of your emotions, your patterns. 90% of what we do every day is managed by the subconscious mind. Certainly your breath and your heartbeat. So as you follow your breath, the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath, just recognize the connection to the rhythm of the planet, the ebb and flow of the tides, the waxing and waning of the moon, change of the seasons, all connected to the rhythm of your breath. Flowing in and flowing out. Flowing in and flowing out. And I wonder if you can find your heartbeat, the rhythm of your heart. Whether you feel it or sense it or just know it's there, recognize it and give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to be here on this planet at this time, to do the work you're here to do, to love and be loved, and to spread your light. The rhythm of your heart connects you to every living creature on the planet. Every animal that walks or swims or flies. Every plant that grows, the trees, the flowers, the grasses. The air we breathe, the water we drink. The rhythm of your heart connects you to life for all living beings on this planet. All life on this planet. And we give grateful thanks to your heart for allowing you to love and be loved and to spread your light. And you may become aware of the energy field that's around you. Some people call it the aura. Others just know it as a warmth that comes from the body. This energy field has been with you since time began and will be with you when you take your last breath on the planet and return to the stars. This energy field connects you to all there is, past, present, eternal. It is the truly who you are. And it's this part of you along with your subconscious mind that we'll be using today to encourage and allow your body to heal itself, to love unconditionally and nurture itself. Your body is a living, dynamic, ever-changing part of who you are on this planet at this time. As I count from 1 to 20, just allow yourself to slow down just a little more and a little more. Slowing down with every third out breath. One, two, three. Drifting and floating, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Feeling safe, feeling secure, feeling very good. 9, 10, 11, 12. Deeper, relaxed, down. 13, 14, 15. Slowing down just a little more and a little more. 15, 16, 17. 18, drifting, floating, 19, and 20. And find yourself in your safe place. The place where you feel the most good. It can be a real place or imagined place. It doesn't matter, it's your safe place. It could be inside or out. For some people, it's a beach somewhere or a dock at a cottage. Others, it's the side of a mountain or a garden or even a favorite chair at home. Whatever's right for you is right for you. As you arrive at this place, the ground, become aware whether you see it or imagine it or feel it. Notice colors and textures. Notice how the light falls. But most importantly, notice how good you feel here. And find somewhere to sit in this place as you relax comfortably into the knowing and deep understanding that your body has a perfect system of cells that are always communicating with each other. And every cell knows what every other cell knows what it's doing. They're like a community of cells that are working on your behalf. And sometimes it's good to send them a little boost of healing light energy. So, as you know this, and you really feel this is true, you now can inhale a beautiful golden light that moves right into the area of your heart. And with every inhalation, you breathe in more light. And with every exhalation, the light in your heart grows larger. And as the light grows larger, you're still breathing in more light energy, even without trying to do it. Every breath brings in more. And the heart expands and expands. And a little beam of liquid light drifts back between the shoulder blades. And you can feel it moving within you. At this time, if it's appropriate for you, ask your guide to come in with you on this journey and travel with the light as it enters your body. And you feel that light between your shoulder blades. And that liquid golden light trickles down your spine, stopping and expanding at every chakra, every energy field on the way down your body. And see it and feel it as it splits into two beams of light. And now your heart, ribs and hips are filled with that golden, beautiful, healing, glorious light. And as the beam splits, the ribbons of light make their way down your legs, stopping at every joint, touching every muscle, every bone, all the fascia, the blood, and the fluids in the body, filling your legs with light. Into every crevice, every part of you, as this healing light makes its way down your legs and finds your feet and your toes, right to the end of your toes. All of your 10 toes are filled with light. And it continues to move out. And the two ribbons of light are shining down from your feet into the earth, where it connects deep into the earth. With the light of both moving at the same time, filling up the bones, the muscles, the fascia, all the tissues, all the cells, all the fluid, all the information inside the cells are renewed from this light. light makes your way down your arms to your elbows. And you can feel the two bones in your forearms becoming happy, almost joyful. And these two bones in your forearm begin to do what they need to do in order to heal, as every joint in your body does what it needs to do in order to heal. And your wrists and your hands and your fingers fill with the light. And the light moves up to the throat and fills your skull, the inside of your head, your teeth, your tongue, the sinuses, light behind your eyes and your forehead. Your entire skull is filled with light, a beautiful ribbon of light moves into every cell, and they connect with the healing energy of unconditional love and acceptance. And this beautiful ribbon of light moves up and out the top of your head, and this light goes straight up and connects with the light of truth, the heart of isness, of God, Buddha, the One. As you are connected with the heart of the universe and your own heart and the heart of the earth, the universal consciousness is connected through the light, through you, down to the earth. You're connected with the heart of heaven, your own heart, and the heart of the earth once more. You bask in knowing the pure love of perfection. And you know that all you have to do is step out of the way and just simply allow the light to do the work. There's nothing you have to do. Nothing. But give in. Give over to pure relaxation. The healing happens while you're resting. And while you're resting, even when you're asleep, the body can heal itself. It has nothing else it has to do. So as you rest and relax in the light, take comfort in the know. And then knowing that the light is doing its work, cell by cell, moment by moment, connecting. Allowing the healing to continue every joint, every muscle, every cell in your body. When you relax and rest, it's the best thing you can do for yourself, allowing your body to heal itself. And as you see yourself now filled with light, a glimmering, shimmering being of light, and as the light continues deep into the earth and reaching up into the universal consciousness, it splits into 4, 8, 100, a million ribbons of beautiful light and wraps itself around the earth as the entire planet is wrapped in this beautiful golden healing light that you continue to breathe in. Feel the light beams move back up into your feet, up your legs, and swirl through the pelvis, all your chakras up to your heart, bringing with it more light, more of the healing light energy of the earth, allowing that light to mix in and meld with your holy healing light that you continue to breathe in. You realize you just need to allow. Allow the light to do the work necessary, just as the cells know what to do. The light knows where to go. And you notice, without any expectation, but complete understanding, the warmth and the light move into your heart. And heal any pain, any sadness. And the light distills down to become a glowing candle flame in the center of your heart. And you know that as you rest, that light within you will continue to heal. And light all around you. And allow your body to heal itself. The cells know what to do. Your body knows what to do. Your heart knows what to do. Unconditional love and acceptance, surrounded by the universal light, connected to the universal consciousness and to the earth in harmony, in balance. And unconditional love. You are at peace now with who you are and where you are right now. May any pain and negativity you are holding from the past, in your spirit, mind, body, and cell memory be released and resolved forever in the light of spirit of all there is. And may they be replaced with joy, health, and the constant awareness of your connection with the universe. With God's light surrounding and nurturing you for the rest of your productive, compassionate, never-ending life. In a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and as I do, just bring yourself back into full awareness. Very gently, really allowing and honoring your true self. Coming back now, 10, 9, 8, becoming aware of your body, 7, 6, 5, moving your fingers and your toes, 4, 3, shrug your shoulders, 2, and 1, and bring yourself back to full awareness. And welcome back. How was that for you, Cecile? Good to see you.
Great. Good to see you too.
Okay. Come on back. Okay.
Thank you.
Who's that?
My name's Andrea.
Oh, hi, Andrea. I can't see you. Okay. Yeah. All right. Claudia, are you okay? Yeah. You were very disturbed all the way through. What happened? Oh. You okay, though? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're okay. I guess your phone kept ringing or something. Okay. It's a good idea to turn your phone off before you do this. Yeah. Any comments or concerns?
Thank you, Georgina. Thank you so much for this. I'm very grateful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
That helped me a lot.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's been recorded. So you, Ellie will post it later.
Okay.
Up on Podmatic, or is it on YouTube?
No, it's Podmatic.
Podmatic. Okay. So it's available to you later. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's God bless. And I'll see you hopefully in August.
Thank you.
You're one of my students taking the courses. But until then, I'll see you in August. Stay well. Stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. As well, Georgina. Stay well.
Stay well.
Yes.